Office 2007 is the latest release of Microsoft's productivity suite. It includes Word, PowerPoint, and of course Excel, among other applications. The main change to the product in this release is the new ribbon interface that replaces the familiar classic Office menu structure that everyone seems to know. This ribbon will definitely take some time to adjust to, so plan accordingly with your rollouts. And listen to what Mr. Excel has to say about the ribbon and the new file formats for Excel as well.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
So now we have this new version of Office, Office 2007, which of course includes new version of Excel. What's your take on this new version of Excel?
Okay, there's a dozen great reasons why people should switch over to this version, and one very, very bad thing that they did. So among the great new things that they added is the larger size grid. We go from 16 million cells to 17 billion with a B, and that's just on sheet one. Dramatically larger spreadsheet. Data visualizations, that's great for the manager whose eyes just glaze over when they see a column of numbers. We can now quickly, within two clicks, add a visualization. Great new charting, great new business diagramming, improvements to pivot tables, a few new functions, all kinds of great new things. That's really the first version since Excel 97 where Microsoft has done a lot of innovation. The one really bad, let's call it horrific, thing they did was they said when we started out in 1985, we had a simple menu system in 14 toolbars, and the product has outgrown that. We now have somewhere on the order of 90 different toolbars that can float above your spreadsheet. We have so many commands there, no one can find them. So Microsoft said, we're going to start over. They completely removed the user interface that we all know and love. So the menu that we've had across the top, File, Edit, View, Insert, Format, Tools, Data, Window, and Help, that's gone. The standard toolbar and the formatting toolbar, completely gone. Replaced with this new concept called the ribbon. And the thing that's so frustrating is for the first day or week that you're using the product, you're trying to figure out, okay, where would they have hidden this? And so during that transition period, oh, it's horrible to try and use the product because you can't find any of your favorite commands.
Bill, I couldn't agree with you more. I feel the same about the ribbon interface. We had this standard out there that everyone knew, File, Edit, Print, all that stuff was right there, and now it's... we have the ribbon. Well,
here's the interesting thing. They say that when they showed this to Bill Gates, Jensen Harris and the Office team took this to Bill Gates. Bill looked at it and he said, well, this is okay, but you're going to have a classic, right? You're going to have a way for people to go back. And the Microsoft Office team convinced Bill that there was just no way to have a classic mode. It wasn't possible. You know, it just didn't fit the paradigm. Well, so the product came out and not a lot of copies shipped. About around April or so, two different guys on different continents. One fellow named Lin Zhi, he's a programmer in China, Charles Steinhardt in Germany, came out with an add-in that brings back the old menu to Excel. So basically now for $15 or $20, you can go out and buy one of these two pieces of software that brings your old menus back, which I think is brilliant. If you need to use the new features, go use the ribbon. If you just need to get your work done, use the menu that we've known and loved forever.
Well said. And I think the other thing that people have to be aware about is the familiar XLS format is not the default anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's going to just cause a nightmare. Back in 1997, they switched file formats. And so we had this, there was the 95 format, the 97 format, and then this weird one that was a mix of the two. Well, now we have XLS, and then there's three new file formats, XLSX, XLSM, and XLSA for add-ins. That are just going to completely, oh, and an XLSB. Sorry, I forgot there's a fourth one, XLSB. So four different new file formats that are going to cause problems. Now, if you happen to be using 2002 or 2003, you can get the free converter that'll let you open the new style formats. But it's still just going to, it's going to create that chaos. You know, your customer send you a file, they happen to be on 2007, and you're not, hate to call them up and say, hey, I'm behind the times, can you save this in the old version? You know, or if you're in 2007 and you're sending to your clients, well, of course, you're going to want to go back to the old file format just to make sure it's compatible. So that'll be a little bit of a confusion for a couple of years. Although, I do have to say, this new file format is very interesting. Hopefully, a lot of applications will show up where people will be able to create Excel files without Excel. And they actually just have a series of XML files that they zip together into a single container and rename with the XLS, let's say M format. So actually unzip that and see everything that's inside, which is something we could never do before. You could never see the binary bits and actually understand it, but now in this new file format you can. So there's lots of interesting opportunities that presents for the future.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.